ऋग्वेद यजुर्वेद सामवेद एंड अथर्ववेद फोर वेदर्स. नाउ एज यू एंटर द रूम यू फाइंड दीज फोर बिग बुक्स ऋग्वेद यजुर्वेद सामवेद एंड अथर्ववेद एंड देन बिलो इट वॉज रिटन books that tell you of ignorance, liberation and perfection. These four books were put in a large way and below was written books that tell you of ignorance, liberation and perfection. And below that there was written in very small letters, deliberately, small letters. What was written there? The knowledge that matters most. Knowledge that matters most. That was written below. Yes? Pardon? Knowledge that matters most. Knowledge that matters most. That is to say, most important knowledge. If you want to know what is the most important knowledge, then you find in these four books: Rigveda, Yajurveda, Samaveda, and Atharvaveda. And after these four books, there is the next one. There is only one book: the Modern Veda. It was written, big letters on book. The Modern Veda. This was very ancient Veda. Long, long, thousands of years ago. Then there was another book which was called the Modern Veda. And there was only one book. What was the name of that book? The Life Divine. That was the book written. The Modern Veda, below that, there was a book called The Life Divine. Alright, so now this was a very big place. These are the all important books which are lying in that book, in that room. Then came a museum, a small museum, not a big museum. And then there was next one, an exhibition room. Now exhibition room was completely empty. Deliberately, grandfather was a very wise man. And he had said to his children, grandchildren, I am keeping this exhibition room completely empty. Why? Because I want you to paint, to draw beautiful pictures. And when you have drawn pictures, you would exhibit them. So exhibition room reserved only for these two children. When you get a good idea, write it down beautifully and exhibit it. You get a very beautiful picture you draw, put it there. And grandfather made it always a habit to visit it every day. So children were always anxious to put something. In the morning they would put up their new things, in the evening they would go out. So it will be empty again. Next morning again something new will come up and grandfather would come to see and admire what the children have done. Good. And then of course there was a beautiful room of Anag and a beautiful room of Shweta and a good room of the grandfather, Vishnu Kumar. Alright, our story will continue tomorrow. Now it is 12 o'clock, exactly 1 hour we have spent together. Now you will think of the story. As I told you, we shall write the story ourselves. We shall prepare the story. I will go on giving you some incidents as they occurred in the lives of Anag and Shweta. Very beautiful story. But you will also imagine, you will think yourself what must be happening to the brother and sister who are living together in such a good environment. So shall we meet tomorrow again? Yes? We shall continue the story. We shall see ultimately how these two children learn about ignorance and liberation and sketch of good about ignorance, liberation and perfection. Alright, we shall learn about it. Fine, thank you.